Hi, my name is Rob Scott from UC Today News, and today I'm talking to Dom Black, director at Cavell Group, about their forthcoming event, the Cavell Summit Europe, and it's in London, and it's next week. Dom, how's it going?
It's going really well. We are all hands to the pump, trying to make everything happen and make it into one of our best events. So busy, 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 but yeah, really excited about what next week's going to look like.
Yeah, I bet you are. It's always the last week or two, or I suppose, you know, you've got all that last minute stuff to organise and people signing up for the event and stuff. But how's the event looking? Is it fully subscribed yet? Have you got some tickets left?
Still some tickets left. So yeah, not fully sold out, but we're getting close. So if you are looking at coming, I would suggest moving quickly on it. But we're our ninth year of running this now. So it's been a journey getting to where it was from what was the European VoIP Summit to the Cloud Comms Summit and now Cavell Summit. It's been for a number of iterations. And I think what we try to do with this event is move it a bit beyond just looking at the kind of UCaaS market and those opportunities that are expanding outside it. We see a lot of the providers we're speaking to are going, well, look, UCaaS market's becoming commoditized. Where are we going to make money in the future? Where are our opportunities? What's the other areas of interest and trends that are coming through in the market? I think that's something we're really focusing on throughout this event. So yeah, to dig into that agenda a little bit, we've got a lot of focus at the start around the enterprise buyers and what they're looking at. So we've got DWP coming to speak. We've got Close Brothers Investment Bank. We've got M Group Services and a representative from the RNIB as well to give a kind of accessibility view on telecoms and communications and AI and how that's all working from an enterprise perspective. And then I think there's kind of three trends that I focus on the event, which would be interesting to hear if you're seeing this come through. The first is obviously around AI and how AI is impacting the industry. What does that look like? And we've got some really great demos from some vendors in there, but then also a kind of big panel around what does this look like in the future? Where does AI fit into business communications? But also, how is AI enabling telcos and service providers to run better operations in the back end as well, and what can be done around that? And then the other two bits, which I think are really interesting, is around CX. So not just contact center, but CX in general, where's that going in the market? Looking at the SMB CX opportunity as well, which we think is enormous and growing massively across Europe and North America. And then the final section that we'll be focused on is around growth strategies. So how do you go international? How do you execute M&A strategy effectively? How can you actually grow your business inorganically and organically as well for out there? So hopefully a lot of content that is going to really help everyone who's coming grow their businesses in the future.
Yeah, so I mean, it's as you say, it's a well put together event now. The content keeps on flowing every year. There's lots of hot topics. You mentioned AI. Hybrid work's not gone away, really, I suppose. So I imagine there's going to be a little bit of that conversation flowing between delegates as well. But also, I find it interesting that AI is kind of being used more, you know, within the service provider organizations, and they're trying to productize it at the same time to, you know, how, work it out. How do they make money out of this? What's the opportunity? So are you kind of looking through both of those lenses and how they ultimately going to sell that to the enterprise?
I think there's a lot of it. How are service providers, vendors building AI into their products to drive productivity, drive efficiency within communications and enable their end customers to do that? But obviously looking at their networks, how can they use AI to better optimize their networks? How can they use AI to better automate some of their processes through onboarding, through support? We got a great keynote coming from one of our sponsors talking about how they're using AI chatbots to create a seamless buying journey and support journey when they're selling to small businesses and to individuals as well. So yeah, really interesting use cases, not just, okay, what are we putting into our services to sell more of them and to kind of create uplift, but how do we as a provider and a vendor create more efficiency in the ways that we're doing things as well?
And from a Microsoft point of view, Teams, is that, you know, Operator Connect, is that conversation still hot, or is it kind of simmered out a little bit this year? What do you think?
I think it's still hot, and we run a conference called Cavell Enable at the end of the year, and that's very focused around Microsoft. So we made sure that I'm sure every single topic that we're going to come up with is going to talk around how Microsoft is impacting this and what the role of Microsoft is within each of the topics. However, we didn't want to have it as a kind of another big Microsoft-focused event because it ends up just overwhelming everything. So although we'll be talking about Microsoft and we have got a specific session dedicated to Operator Connect partners, we will be focusing a lot more on kind of the wider industry and what's happening around there, with obviously people bringing Microsoft into those conversations as we move forward.
Yeah, we're certainly seeing that as an ongoing trend, but it's I'd say it's not as probably as sexy as it's been in the last couple, you know, year or two, but still with the Microsoft Copilot piece, everyone's again, you know, taking that to another type of conversation, I suppose, now into more AI and, you know, working it all out. So really, really interesting. I mean, the event sounds great. One session that really stood out to me was what comms providers are getting wrong with marketing. That sounds like an interesting session to join.
Yeah, well, I think it's an area which we bring some external experts in to talk about it, because we see a lot of money being spent on marketing from everyone in the industry. And to be honest, a lot of it is spent in ways that I wouldn't say is the most optimal. And you see a lot of content out there which is very similar, using the same keywords. You see the cost of Google AdWords flying through the roof. And you're kind of going, well, okay, what can comms providers do differently? What can they do better? How can they optimize their marketing processes? So we've got some great guys coming in talking around what they're doing around SEO and content writing. We've got someone talking around PR, how to leverage PR firms in the best way possible. And yeah, it's a great kind of workshop to really share best practices, talk around what as an industry we can do better, but also highlight, well, what isn't working and what do we need to stop spending money on? There's still a lot of room in this industry to grow. So as much as we can sit there and go, well, yeah, I'm not going to share my secrets, we can oversell some of this stuff and make sure that we need to make sure that what we're selling is the right thing. So yeah, we're really excited for that. And we've got a couple of those roundtables, which are less panels, less keynotes, but really helping people talk around what are some of the issues. So not just around marketing, we've got another one, ESG and sustainability. How can telcos, how can providers, how can vendors build more sustainable working practices? And what can they do? What's kind of the best practice for sustainability in the industry? What can we strive towards as an industry to be better there? We got one with the women in telecom coming in from CC UK, which again, it's an area which we've really wanted to promote ourselves. And it's great to have this women in telecom come along and speak. And then obviously we talked about the Operator Connect one. And as you say, it's maybe not got as much buzz as it used to, but they're all still sat there going, well, where are our opportunities? What can we do in the future with this? And we want to bring that community together to really share best practices around that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you said it, if you want those opportunities, you want that tactical advice, that real thought leadership and an opportunity to network, get yourself to the Cavell Summit in London next week. That's the 12th of March. How do we get a ticket, Dom?
So cavellgroup.com, come to our website and there's a link through there to come and buy tickets. We've only got a few left, so you're going to have to be pretty quick. And if you don't make it to this one, if you can't travel over, conscious there's a lot of US customers as well, we'll be running the same show at the start of October in New York as well. I say the same show, but obviously with a more North American feel. So yeah, we'd love to have you along there. And if you can't make it, please get in touch anyway. We can work out how to get some of the information over to you as well that was shared. So yeah. I'd like to say massive thank you to Rob as well for coming along to our event. And yeah, look forward to seeing you face to face there as well.
Yeah, equally. I'm really looking forward to the event. Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for, Dom. It's been great talking to you today. Thank you so much for joining me and best of luck for the event next week.
Thanks,
and that's
Rob.
It from us. And that's it from us. If you're new to UC Today, subscribe. If you're not, then like or comment or even share this video. You know, share the event, and there'll be some links in the description down below if you want to click on and buy that ticket. So I'm Rob Scott from UC Today. Thanks for watching.